Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. What is the origin of the adhan? Where did it come from? Is it in the Quran? No. Is it from the sunnah? Yes. It has to be from the sunnah. It can't be from anywhere else. And the origin of the adhan was that the Prophet was discussing with his companions how to call for prayer. So some of them said, let's take a bell like the Christians. And some say, let's take a horn like the Jews. And they did not reach a conclusion. So one of the companions named Abdullah ibn Zayd went and saw a vision. And he saw in his vision that he was going to the market to buy a bell. And he saw a man telling him, what are you going to do? And he told him that I was going to buy a bell to call for the prayer. And he said, no, I'll show you something better. And he offered him the adhan. So when he woke up, he went to the Prophet ﷺ and he told him about the adhan. And the Prophet liked it. And Umar came and said, by Allah, I saw the same dream. Umar ibn Khattab. So Abdullah ibn Zayd wanted to give the adhan, to call for it, as he is the one who saw it. The Prophet ﷺ said, no, give it to Bilal because he has a nicer voice. So Bilal became the muadhin that we know of. Of course, we know that dreams are not a source of religion. But in this case, it was due to the presence of the Prophet ﷺ. So we don't engage and occupy ourselves with dreams. Nowadays, people are so fascinated with dreams, they make it the most important thing in their lives. Every day I get calls, hundreds of calls. Well, this is an exaggeration, tens of calls. Of people saying, Sheikh, I saw that this and that was happening to me. I woke up and I dreamt like so and so. And I keep telling them I do not have the ability to explain dreams or interpret dreams. And don't occupy yourself with it. If it's a good dream, it's a good omen, inshallah. Tell it only to those who are knowledgeable and able to interpret for you. If it's a bad dream, it's from shaitan. Spit three times on your left, providing your wife is not on your left. And seek Allah's refuge from the shaitan three times. This is what the Prophet said. And do not tell a soul about it, because it will not harm you. But if you tell people, it may harm you. So we do not put a lot of emphasis on dreams. Therefore, dreams are not something that we should hold on to and consider it to make it or break it. Dreams are dreams. They might be good omens, and they might be from what you tell yourself about or what shaitan whispers in your ears. And that is why a lot of the times our dreams are an interpretation of what we do in our daily lives. Now, what is the ruling on taking bells? It is forbidden for Muslims to take bells, not doorbell, not the bell of your bicycle, the bell that is like a glass with something dangling from it. This is the bell of the Christians. It is forbidden for Muslims to hang this on their rides or to have them as toys, etc. But if it is sort of notification that is hung on camels or on cows or on sheep so that we would identify where they're going and where they're traveling to, this is, inshallah, permissible. Now, we have hadith number 63. So, we'd like someone to read it for us.
Narrated Anas radiallahu anh, Bilal radiallahu anh was ordered to repeat the wordings of the azan for prayers twice, that is in doubles, and to pronounce the wording of the ikama once, that is in singles. Sahih al-Bukhari.
Okay, now Anas, may Allah be pleased with him, says that the Prophet ordered Bilal to repeat the adhan in doubles and the ikama in singles. Now, first of all, we have to agree. How many sentences do we have in the adhan of Bilal? We have 15. 4, Allahu Akbar. 2, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. 2, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya ala salah, hayya ala al-falah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah. So these are 15. Sheikh, why are you repeating it? Because there are three different forms of adhan, and they're all part of the sunnah. So this adhan is known as adhan of Bilal. And this is widely accepted by all Muslims, and this is the adhan of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal. May Allah have mercy on his soul. Then we have the adhan which has been chosen by Imam Malik ibn Anas. And this has 17 sentences by introducing something that is called at-tarji'. At-tarji'. Which means repetition, sort of. But instead of having four times Allahu Akbar, he's having only two times. And how would that be? Listen. The adhan with the tarji' is like this, according to Malik. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And then he says silently, but repeating it. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. And then he announces it. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Till the end of the adhan. So these are how many? 17. We took two of Allahu Akbar and added four. Ashhadu la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. The adhan of Al-Imam Al-Shafi'i is composed of 19 sentences. So it is exactly like Al-Imam Ahmad, which is the adhan of Bilal, but you add to that what is known as At-Tarji'. And by the way, this is originally referred to Abu Mahdhura. And who is Abu Mahdhura? Abu Mahdhura is one of the companions of the Prophet والسلام, who used to give the adhan in Mecca. Abu Mahdhura, his story is very funny. When the Prophet والسلام, conquered Mecca on the 8th of Hijrah, so as he was going out, there were children, boys, youngsters, who were not Muslim, because Mecca was conquered. So they were making fun of the adhan. And one of them was Abu Mahdhura. So he's making fun, Allahu Akbar, making fun, not calling for the adhan. The Prophet heard this, alayhi salam. He asked his companions to gather them all. And he gathered them all. Of course, the boys were terrified. So he asked each one of them to give the adhan. Until he heard the voice of Abu Mahdhura, he knew that this is the voice he wanted to hear. And he rubbed his chest and his forehead and prayed for him, supplicated for him. And he says that, Subhanallah, I was guided. And he accepted Islam and he became the muadhin of people of Mecca because of his beautiful voice. His adhan was exactly like Abu Bilal, but with the tarji'. So 15 plus 4. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Then, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. And then announces it loudly. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. This is done on the microphone, by the way. So if you're next to the masjid, you can hear the tarji' being very lightly done, but you can hear it. And it is sunnah to have all these. So don't restrict yourself only to Bilal's adhan and the other you neglect. But a word of advice. Never go and try this home alone. In the sense that don't go to your masjid in the neighborhood who don't know about this and you give this adhan. What will they do to you? They will attack you. You're inventing in the deen. You're a kafir, you're so-and-so. Ya akhi, this is sunnah, Abu Mahdhura. I don't know Abu Mahdhura. So never ever attempt to do something in accordance to the sunnah. The first thing you do is you teach them. If they accept, okay, we volunteer and do it. And one of the biggest mistakes of youngsters who come and assume the position of an imam or the position of a teacher, when they come to their congregation, immediately they choose the odd things that the people don't know. Why are you doing this? Ah, it's a sunnah, I'm teaching them. Ya, you don't teach them by making them hate you. First of all, pray as they know how you pray. afterwards give them lesson after lesson, lecture after lecture of the Sunnah, of how to comply with it, how to follow it, and give them the different ideas, the different narrations. Al-Bukhari says, a Muslim says, relate the people to the Quran, to the Sunnah. Once they know that this is part of the Sunnah, you then implement it. For example, you come to a masjid, and this masjid has been for the past 10 years reciting in Surah Al-Fajr very short ayahs. Very short ayah from Juz'u Amma. And you assume the position of the Imam. So you go, and mashallah, tabarakallah, the first Jum'ah, the first Friday, I will make the Sunnah. I will read Alif Lam Mim As-Sajda in the first rak'ah. In the second rak'ah, I will read Hal Ata 'ala al-insani heenun min ad-dahri lam yakun shay'an madhkura. Approximately 5 pages in Fajr. The Prophet, Sunnah, every single Friday. To my knowledge, nowhere that he recited anything else. So reciting 5 pages in Fajr to people who, for the past 10 years, used to praying half a page, half a page. What do you expect after the prayer they will do? The least, they will not give salam to you. Once they start to learn and to accept you and to love you, then you implement the Sunnah as you have learned it. Do we have any questions? Yes, Rashi.
Sheikh, you mentioned that there are only 5 adhan. Isn't it true that in the Haram, Masjid al-Haram, there is an adhan for tahajjud as well?
The adhan for tahajjud? No, there isn't. There isn't any adhan for tahajjud. We have 2 adhans for Fajr. The first adhan and the second adhan, and this we will come to talk about, but this is for the Fajr. So it is not, again, other than the 5 prayers. I know that you have a lot of questions. Rather, you write them down because we ran out of time. So until we meet next time, fi amanillah, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.